I have one question that's coming in directed at Tim. Tim spoke about core work to support a robust opinion. So considerable variation in the size of plans across Wales, NHS and local government. What would Tim deem as core?
Thanks, Sina. I think that's a great question because this question itself is the one probably that you can engage professionally with your colleagues and more particularly with your audit committee and your board, your leadership team in your respective organisations. Because I think agreeing what is core is effectively then your expression of what a head of internal audit opinion is based upon. Now, essentially, this should be the business critical systems in your organisation that deliver the objectives of the organisation. And it needs to be connected to clearly the underlying risks that would be contained within the risk register or the assurance framework. So there's sort of a mosaic of pieces to build up what those core systems are. But setting that to one side, I guess we can start, if you're in health, clearly core systems are going to cover your core financial systems, there'll be your IT infrastructure, there'll be your systems that deliver quality of care and around patient safety. Now clearly in the wider public services, some of those core systems are going to be relating to the quality of services and the right fit of services for citizens and users. But engaging on defining those core systems, I think, is a great place to start in the time that we're in, to actually define what a head of audit opinion is located on. Because otherwise you're going to have the salami slicing of days being taken off your plan and you being not sure of when you can say we've reached a tipping point and we can no longer give an opinion. So there's not a one size fits all, but it's a great start of getting that dialogue with your audit committee around those core systems.
Tim, thank you. Anthony, can I bring you in on this?
Yeah, I just wanted to reinforce what Tim was saying, really, from my point of view. There has to be a minimum amount of work that internal audit need to do, and that might vary from organisation to organisation, but also if, as we all agree, internal audit adds value in so many different ways, that value has to be demonstrated so that internal audit departments aren't restricted to the core amount of work. There isn't this idea, well, that's the minimum you need to do, therefore you don't need to do anything else but reduce your budget. It's showing the added value that internal audit brings across a range of areas, which I think sometimes isn't always visible.